I'm not generally invited back. How many of you were here a couple months ago and heard the story of my running off with the secretary for Billy Graham? And then going away on a honeymoon where we tied the two twin beds together and had a few days together and then had to get back to school where I had to move her into the dorm at the seminary. They allowed my new wife to live in the seminary where the returned missionaries lived. And after we got married, I was all to be able to move up and live with the women in the top of the women's floor. Okay, how about that? We're softening the feedback. And I had to get right back into school since I was not a graduate yet. So after that 4 months were over, we took off on a real honeymoon. My wife was English, or she would say Welsh, please. There's a difference. And I was a member of the Church of England, which is the Episcopal Church over here. And you may not realize that the Deeper Life movement, out of which came the 12-step movement, out of which came the Oxford Group movement, all began in the High Church, Episcopal Church. And that my wife wanted me to go visit all the watering holes where she had been a part of that exciting movement called the Oxford Group movement in Great Britain. So we were able to pawn our way into a cruise. I offered to teach Hebrew or Greek, and fortunately nobody offered or wanted to hear that. So as a student, I was allowed to get a 50% rate for us. And we landed in Le Havre. My best friend gave us his Volkswagen. We hopped over the canal, the channel, and we're on our way to see her folks, and stopped at the Cambridge Cathedral. The Archbishop of the Church of England, that's his church and the seat of the Episcopal Church in England. And I was trying to find out if he in this church was involved in any of the groups that were an outgrowth of the Oxford groups in Oxford, England. Well, I met up with the milkman who was delivering milk to the cathedral at that point at 6 a.m. And he was the only one there. He showed us around the cathedral. And when I asked him if you were a member of any of the Oxford groups in this church, he said, well, as a matter of fact, I am. How did you know about it? Well, I said, I've been studying about how this 12-step movement got started in Oxford, England, and how the first six steps were the first six steps in the Oxford movement. And then when Bill Wilson, you know about Bill Wilson? He rewrote the last six based on sort of recovery steps in the Oxford move. And or actually Dr. Bob did that. And he lived up there in Akron. And they together wrote these steps. And it was mainly a ministry to the alcoholics on the street in England. And they opened the door of the church to those who needed real help, that admitted that they were helpless of their own free will to recover from alcohol, and were willing to take the 30-day experiment. Are you aware? Remember the 30 days? If you turn over your life to God, give him the car keys for 30 days, and he hasn't changed your life, you can forget all about it. Now, I don't know how you can do that in the church, but Episcopalians are not very good on theology. And sure enough, it worked for Abby Thatcher. And the next step is, and you've got to work on your thing, whatever it is that's keeping you into this addiction for the rest of your life, and be willing to tell others about it, because you can never be sober alone. You need to be in a group that will report to each other and follow the four absolutes: perfect love, perfect honesty, perfect purity, and unselfishness. It's called the four absolutes. And steps 4 and 5, possibly even 6 in the 12 steps, are based upon a rework of that commitment that you'll work on your stuff. And if you've offended others or hurt others, you got to make amends. Not just enough to say to your sponsor, well, I did make this mistake and this mistake and this mistake. You got to go make amends with these people. And those who've written letters to me and saying, I'm sorry what I did, but I'm reporting to you that I'm on my way back. And I always would try to reply to those people who were trying to make amends on their life and their story and their journey. Because you can't do it without making amends, as they say in the Sermon on the Mount. If you get to the altar with your gift and you remember you have something against a brother, or that brother has something against you, just leave your gift right here and go make amends. And that's one of the 12 steps in the Oxford movement, and now the 12-step movement. So anyway, we decided we would go visit the watering holes where my wife had visited, because she was a Church of England person who involved herself in these steps. So we took our little Volkswagen that my best friend had given us. It had the flappers. You remember the flappers on the outward door frames of the doors? And the knob that you can open if you need some of the heat from the... and the washing machine engine, which is called an engine, in the back. Well, that's what we used to go visit these watering holes. And we went up as far as Hay-on-Wye, a town that has every store a used book store. Now, some people would die and think that was heaven. A used book store in every store and every house. And then we went over the river and into the Cotswolds, and these tiny little, I would call them bed and breakfast cottages, where there's always a bed and a path if you need to go to the WC. Some of you are too young, I can see already. You don't even know what I'm talking about. And we arrived in Oxford. Now, here's a town that's probably 1,500 years old, and it's based on colleges, small colleges all built around a quadrant. And you lived on the outside. There was always a chapel there. And then in the middle of the quadrant was the green. And we had to find where C.S. Lewis had a tutoring apartment in this, and find her somebody to take our picture standing at his door. And then we had to go to the pub, where he read his literature, and Tolkien was there, and get our picture taken in front of the pub. And then we went to the church. What's the name of this new children's beautiful fables made into a movie? That what? Yes. And we, of course, had to take our picture there at that church. And then we went to St. Mary's Church. Now, St. Mary's Church is where Cardinal Newman, who later decided he would not be able to merge the English Church and the Catholic Church together, and he went and became a Catholic priest and ended up the Cardinal Newman that has all these schools, these places for culture in colleges. And it would be in the Episcopal Church, those who stayed in the Episcopal Church and didn't want to merge with the Catholic Church, their side was called the Evangelicals, who were more on the experience side of committing your life to God and for 30 days walking, giving him the car keys in your life. And those that joined the what was then the Union Church, they were called Anglo-Catholics. Well, in the Anglican Evangelicals, we had John Stott, who invited Billy Graham to London, and that's where my wife got involved in the Billy Graham Crusades as John Stott's secretary and then Billy Graham's secretary. And he was called a mugwump. A mug on one side of the fence and his wump on the other. And his church, there right next to the BBC television station in downtown London, they had the high church with the vestments and the prayer book that I never could find the page we were supposed to be on until it was already over. And then we had to go to a song that I couldn't sing because I didn't understand the, I guess you'd call them the Gregorian chants that you sing these psalms to. Now, Kevin, do you use the Gregorian chants meter for your singing? I didn't recognize it. Well, we're going to have to get you a little bit upgraded on the music here. Make it a little more high church. Then maybe we can eventually, in the second coming, get the Baptists involved in this. Well, anyway, we spent a few days there in Oxford getting to see it really where it all started. The Oxford group rules that became the origin of the 12-step rules in this country. And the original Oxford group rules, and thus the 12-step rules, if you know, were basically based on the Sermon on the Mount. And it was sort of an effort to rewrite it for drunks. And some drunks couldn't understand the rules, so they had to get Dr. Bob and Sam Shoemaker and Norman Vincent Peale to rewrite these rules so that drunks could understand them. And they're called the 12 steps. Did you know that's where it all came from? And You have to commit yourself to this 30-day experiment with God and make every decision based upon those four absolutes, and follow it up by doing something about it. And the thing started in Oxford and then to other colleges. Finally, they were going overseas, and they had seven students who were going to go to South Africa and start in Africa. One of the other things that you may not realize is that the YMCA began as a residential living area with fitness and food and worship and Bible study groups. It started when Dwight Lyman Moody used his own home in Northville, Massachusetts, to start building this, what they call the Haystack Prayer Meeting, and the Young Student Volunteer Movement. And one of those colleges where it started in this country was at Princeton, when Sam Shoemaker started in Princeton in 1912. And when he graduated, they said, hey, how about going to China and start the YMCA at the Princeton campus in Peking? And so he spent a year over in Peking helping start a YMCA out in the Oxford Group movement. Then he was supposed to come back and go on to Episcopal Seminary, and they said at Princeton, hey, how about coming to Princeton University and trying to do the same thing on the campus? And that was the beginning in this country of the student volunteer movement that swept up the East Coast. They sent teams from Princeton that Sam Shoemaker had organized to go to Rutgers, Taft, Dartmouth. I've forgotten where it was in Boston. Anyway, the student volunteer movement swept up the East Coast about 1900. And finally, it started sweeping across America. And it was basically started by Dwight L. Moody at his home in Northfield, Massachusetts. Well, anyway, I want you to know that what you're into here had some roots, beautiful, deep roots. And those people are all out there now in the balcony looking on, and you're sitting here at the Buffalo Chip. And the challenge is, what could Jesus ask you to do? Now, I don't want to stick it in and turn it, but I'm just going to say you're part of a great, great movement that is been sweeping around the country now for over 100 years, maybe 150 years. And what you're doing here is absolutely the right thing. And while you're still on the race, running it with patience, laying aside every weight and every excuse that does beset us, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, whose star the joy set before him paid the price for us all. Amen.